You're listening to Project Red Cord Chronicles, a podcast of the Rene Jones Empowerment Center. The Rene Jones Empowerment Center is the only Northeast Ohio 501c3 agency committed to providing long-term life coaching and aftercare services to those with the courage to break the human trafficking cycle. RJEC shines a light on the dark side of humankind and offers a hope-filled approach to getting lives back on a positive track. RJEC's Project Red Cord comprehensively addresses the long-term effects of human trafficking through supportive life coaching and by managing individualized care services. And now, without further ado, here's your host, Rene Jones.
Hello and welcome to Project Red Cord Chronicles. We are so excited to share with you our first episode. And I want to start off by sharing with you a little bit a brief history about the Rene Jones Empowerment Center, which I'll refer to as we continue on as RJEC. We were started in 2002 as a community center in the Detroit Shoreway community in Cleveland, Ohio. And we stayed at that location for 17 years. And about 3 years ago, we moved to Old Brooklyn Center in a marvelous building with the larger space so that we can serve more clients. The purpose of our organization and our mission is to help those individuals who have been victimized by the crime of human trafficking. Human trafficking is something that happens in all of our neighborhoods, whether it's suburbs, urban areas. Human traffickers don't discriminate, is what I like to tell people. And so the most important thing that we can do is to make sure that we educate the public about this crime. And through these podcast chronicles, we want to be able to share with you the greatest thing that we love to celebrate, which is giving people hope and a restoration of their lives. And that's what our focus is going to be with the Project Red Cord Chronicles. At this time, I want to take the time to introduce the wonderful staff that we have at RJEC. And I want to start by introducing our program coordinator, Tracy Grasso.
Thank you, Rene. My name's Tracy. I'm program coordinator at Rene Jones Empowerment Center. I have had the wonderful opportunity to work here at the center for 8 years. It'll be 8 years this year. And as program coordinator, I work with coordinating all the outreach efforts. I work with local organizations to get them involved. I provide the dates for the four neighborhoods. We're in four neighborhoods, East Cleveland, Collinwood, Akron, Spring Hill Apartments, and at the center on Archwood and Pearl in Brooklyn Center. So with four neighborhoods, we try to get local organizations from each area to join. So I work with them to make sure dates and times and everything's coordinated, as well as education and outreach. I get to go to various places around the city. I go to high schools or social work programs, places like that, to educate either staff or students, just to make sure people know that this crime's happening and how to recognize red flags and signs and things like that. So it's a great opportunity to get people aware and educated.
Thank you so much, Tracy. And at this time, we would like to introduce our trauma therapist, Keisha McMillan.
Hi, my name is Keisha McMillan. I am a clinical therapist and trauma therapist at the Rene Jones Empowerment Center. I provide individual and group counseling to the victims and survivors of human trafficking. And I also provide innovative programming that you'll hear more about later, some dealing with puppets, some dealing with the art exhibit and things of that nature, some doing wisdom, providing wisdom during the outreach opportunities where we come in contact with victims and survivors on the street firsthand, providing them with the word of hope.
So I'm so glad that you got a chance to meet our wonderful staff. And if you thought there were more people, that's it. All of the wonderful work you're going to hear is done by the staff that you met today, along with some incredible board members and some awesome volunteers. And through the Project Red Cord Chronicles, we are going to take you on a journey so that you learn about each program and service that we offer. And you're going to hear personal stories from survivors. You're going to hear from some of the survivors that have been through these services and what they're doing now, because it's important for you to know that lives can be restored. And we're going to focus a lot on the hope that is taking place in these various neighborhoods where we're doing outreach in the Cleveland and Akron areas. So many positive and wonderful things are happening, and you're going to learn the importance of why we need to do outreach the way that we do, because there's so many people that don't know that help is available to them, and they will never grace our doors. So we take what we have and we take it to the streets. And it's so powerful, the stories and the journeys you're going to learn about what happens at street outreach. Some things are going to make you laugh. Some things are going to make you cry. And some things are going to show you the amazing power of hope and how a hopeless environment can be transformed into an environment of hope with a lot of love and field and people working together, community building, so many things that you're going to learn through these podcast episodes. We're so excited to give you just a sample of some of the episodes that we're going to be covering. And some of the episodes will be the Project Red Core joins forces globally to make an impact. We're sharing our model of programs and services, which includes education and awareness and outreach, with other countries. And we'll be working with the Council of International Programs. And we're going to have them on as guests, and they're going to share with you the work that we're doing jointly to take the model that we have and share it with people in other countries and how they can adapt it to work in their countries. And we hope to, through that partnership, be able to bring someone in when the time is permits that we can have that works with us one-on-one, stays in Cleveland with us and goes through the program and follows our daily operations. So we have that exciting podcast that's going to come to you. Also, we're going to have something called Survivor's Wisdom Nuggets, because people that have been victimized by this crime, they want to share with you some things that they wish you would know. They wish that they would have known. And it will avoid some people from being caught up in this crime. And so we're going to be very excited about the Survivor's Wisdom Nuggets, what they want you to know to protect your loved ones. Also, we're going to, the journey of innovation that changes environments of hopelessness into thriving environments of empowerment. Our focus is to show you that even though this is a horrible, dark crime, it is the compassion, it is the love, it is the caring of all the individuals involved in all of the programming that makes this healing possible, that transforms neighborhoods. We are literally watching neighborhoods being transformed because the programs are consistent. We're consistently in the same neighborhoods, making an impact. We're also going to share with you how companies, businesses, faith-based organizations can be a part of Project Red Core, how they can make an impact with their company. You're going to hear from two innovative companies who have done some real innovative work to bring human trafficking awareness to the general public. And they're doing their part as a company and a corporation to make sure that their customers and just the general public is aware of human trafficking. And so that is very, very important. We're also going to be sharing with you the importance of volunteerism and why volunteering is important, especially for nonprofits who have a very limited budget and rely a lot on volunteers. And you're going to hear from medical students who are on the street providing health screenings. You're going to hear from medical students who are on the street providing vision screenings, working with very little resources because we're on the street. But it's all about hope and the impact of what we can do to change someone's life, the hope that is being given in these various neighborhoods. And you're going to also learn about something new that we started called pop-up outreach, where we just kind of select a neighborhood, select a particular area that has high levels of prostitution and trafficking, and we go there and just begin to do outreach. And we've been doing that at a facility now called Lakeview Terrace, which is on the Near West Side. And it's very impactful that people will see that you are going to be consistent, that you're going to come. And these are the stories of hope that you're going to learn through the Project Red Court Chronicles. I encourage you to let all your family, friends know that this new podcast is available. Share it with everyone so that we can be educated together, that you can find out all of the good things that are being done to help people restore their lives, as well as how you can get involved. You want to make an impact? We have something for you in the Project Red Chronicles. Whether you're a company, business, individual, retired person looking for something to do, we have something for you. And you can make an impact. You can help us change the world. You can help us eliminate this horrific crime. And you can help us build new neighborhoods.
Hi, this is Tracy. I just wanted to talk about some events we've got coming up in the month of April. Starting with tonight, April 8th, we will do our Project Red Cord Night Out street outreach on Archwood and Pearl in Brooklyn Center. That's right in front of the center, starting at 5 o'clock p.m. April is the month we start all of our outdoor outreach programs in all of our neighborhoods. April 22nd, we will be in East Cleveland on Euclid and Page Avenue, 5 p.m. And April 29th, we are in Hollinwood at People's Church of God in Christ on 152nd. We do outreach April through December. We have dates for every month picked already that we hand out with postcards in every bag of toiletries and resources each time we are going there. So everybody in the neighborhoods know exactly where we will be and when and what to expect every month. We've never missed a day that has been declared as one of our outreach dates. On top of outreach, a big, big, big date we've got coming up on November 5th is our annual gala, which we have not been able to have because of COVID for the last 2 years. So this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. It's a really wonderful evening, breaking the chains of human trafficking. November 5th in person this year. You can get tickets through our website, rjecempower.org, and you can get tickets through Eventbrite, and you can visit the link in the description below, and we will keep you posted each month with dates happening at RJEC. Thanks so much.
I want to just give you a backstory of the history of Project Red Cord, so you know what Project Red Cord means and where we got that name from. It actually came from a woman who came to me and we were talking, and she had been in the commercial sex industry for about 27 years, and her life had changed totally, and we were determined that we were going to do something to help her, and we began to talk about Project Red Cord, and we got that from the name from Rahab in the Bible. In the book of Joshua, a woman who lived in Jericho, in the promised land, and she has assisted the Israelites in capturing the city by hiding the two men who had been sent to scout out the city prior. So for her doing that, for these spies, they had her to stick out a red cord. So that way, when they were coming in to take over the city, her and her family would be saved. So that is where Project Red Cord comes from. And we use that as our symbol. We're throwing out the rope for the people to catch on, and we pull them into safety. Thank you for listening in today. We are so appreciative of everyone that has joined us for our first podcast. We're super excited about our podcast, and we look forward to you joining us and sharing it with others. Tell your friends and family, and we're going to learn together. We're going to get hope together. You're going to feel so amazing about the things that you're going to learn on how you can get involved. And if you happen to be a victim and you're listening, we invite you to call the center. We're here to help you. You can call us at 216-417-0823. And I want to leave you with this tagline that we're going to say every time: no human trafficking. Be aware and care. Thank you.